Hi everyone, I'm Taika Waititi. Welcome to my commentary for Thor Love and Thunder. I'm joined by no one because they're all too lazy to help. So, well, actually, you know what? That's not true. My daughters are here. They're somewhere upstairs running amok here at Abbey Road in London. Famous Abbey Road, where the Spin Doctors made all their hits. Now, I'm also just, in this moment, I was just I'm having some glasses of water, and I thought I'll just add some little wind chimes, just from some glasses. Now, you can do this at home if you want. Just pour water into glasses and just... And you want to change the tone, you just drink some of the water. Michael Giacchino did the score to this film. I think it would have been better with some glasses of water. Christian Bale. Scabby. Look at him. Scabby and sunburnt. So this girl, here's a spoiler. She's not actually dead. She's an actor. That is Chris Hemsworth's daughter. Christopher Hemsworth, who plays the titular character of Thor in this film. Shocker. Look at that. So we thought, you know, we've promised a big... bombastic, sparkly, colourful film full of fun and entertainment. Because the fun is about to start, but you know, first we want to establish the villain and what he's going through. I love this villain, Gore. It's based on Gore the God Butcher from the comic run God of Thunder. God of Thunder, that's right. Came to me. God of Thunder.
What do we have here?
This is my friend Jonathan Bruff, Johnny Bruff from New Zealand, and he plays Deacon in the hit movie that I also made, What We Do in the Shadows. You'll remember him. He's not this muscly in real life, and he's not golden. We did all of that to him with computers and CGI.
My lord, the land is dry. Our life is lost.
A little bit more wind chimes, so I think it's appropriate here. Fun fact, that's Christian Bale from Empire of the Sun. Empire of the Sun, you remember that? He's that little kid in that.
No, sorry. There's no eternal reward for you. Dog!
What we're celebrating
is a fresh kill.
We just vanquished the holder of the Necro Sword.
Before he could harm any other gods with that cursed blade.
He threatened to end my entire empire.
But my lord.
And now, this is the moment when we figure out that Gore has been betrayed by his gods. Now, what we've created with Gore is a sympathetic character, a sympathetic villain. In that you don't necessarily have to agree with what he's doing throughout the movie, but you do understand why he's doing it. You understand the anger behind his drive. Accept it. And this is when he finds out that the gods, they laugh at us. We're mere playthings to the gods, as flies to wanton boys, if you will, if you like Shakespeare. If you're one of those weird old people who loves Shakespeare. Oh, no! Look at that, being lifted up. And Johnny Bruff, I can tell you right now, is also not that tall. Or maybe he is that tall, and Christian Bale is very short. Here we go. This is it. This is when the black evil sword, named the Necro Sword. Another fun fact, Hela, played by Kate Blanchett in Thor Ragnarok. If you like the comic books with God the Gore Butcher, you will recognize that Hela's sword. Hela's sword, yes, indeed, is the Necro Sword. So there's some sort of link between the two there, isn't there? Or we just decided that the sword looked cool and just gave it to Hela because we didn't know if we would make another movie. Uh-oh. He's killed his first god. Butchered his first god.
The sword chose you.
The sword chose you. Oh, now cursed. Oh, look at that. He's cursed. Look at those black veins. You'll notice there that that god, Rapu, he bleeds gold. All gods bleed gold. That's what we established in this film. Oh, and all gods will die. Chop. Thud. Beheaded. Look at that. Arty shot. And then we fade out. And then we got Michael Giacchino to redo the wonderful Marvel fanfare. Because this film is a bit rock and roll, man. It's we're embracing the wonders of the electric guitar and all things 80s rock. I can't believe we made another Thor movie. Yes. Oh, yes we did. We will never stop. Marvel stud EOS. Come gather round. Oh, your favourite character, Korg. Introducing the film, narrating the film. There he is, look at him, talking to a bunch of Smurfs in a cave. Those creatures are called the Indigarians, and we're not based on the Smurfs, but turns out you can't make anyone blue without thinking about Smurfs. That baby, interesting fact that you probably don't care about, that is Brian Chapek's baby. Brian is one of the producers on the film. That shot of him smiling was from Thor 1 by Kenneth Branagh. Another time he loved a wolf. That's his wife. That's Elsa Pataki. I don't know who the wolf is, but that's Chris and Elsa actually making out. Oh, this is wind chime time. Romantic. That's from Dark World by Alan Taylor. I made this job easier on myself by using other people's footage from other people's films. That's from my film. That's from my film. That's from my film. That's from my film. That's from some Russo's film. That's from Branagh's film. That's from Alan Taylor's film. That's from the Russo's film. I can name all the shots. That's from my film! The best one of all.
What have I done?
What have I done? This is from the Russo's film. Do you remember this one? Endgame. So this montage, we came up with this idea for this 5 years ago.
He teamed up with the Guardians of the Galaxy and set off on some classic Thor adventures. He got in shape, putting in the hard yards, turning pains into gains, and never skipping leg day. He went from dad bod to god bod. But beneath his god bod, there was still a sad bod just trying to get out. Because all of the bods that Thor had worn over the years...
Here's the Guardians of the Galaxy. Chris Pratt. So he gave up his search for love, accepting no notes about Chris Pratt, just like saying the words. Chris Pratt. Get your hands off the glass. You're putting fingerprints on the glass. Just talking to my kids. There he is, Chris. God, he's beautiful. Is that an eyelash on his cheek? That's annoying. This here is a little nod to whatever kind of witch... wizardy witch thing you ever wanted to be acknowledged in a Thor film. Some would say Harry Potter. No. I say Bad Jelly the Witch. It's a story by Spike Milligan. If you don't know who he is, then you need to read more books. Okay. These creatures here are based on the gang from the original Mad Max film. And so that main guy, the big white tuft of hair, that main owl guy, he's based on Toe Cutter, the leader of the gangs in Mad Max. And George Miller, greatest filmmaker alive, apart from me, he came to visit my set. And I got to show him that, and I just, you know, wanted him to know that, you know, he's a huge influence on me, old Georgie. And we wanted to pay a bit of homage to him, because we're in Australia, and what better way to pay homage to anyone in Australia than to reference Mad Max. More Smurfs. So this guy here, King Yakan.
Better late than not at all.
This is very nice. As you know, we used to live in a peaceful oasis. But then our gods were murdered.
Murdered?
Stephen Curry. Not Stephen. That's not Stephen Curry, guys. Stephen Curry's the taller one behind him. No, Stephen is in one of the best Australian comedies called... That's right, The Castle. He's the one who starts the whole film off by saying, "My name's Dale Kerrigan, and this is my story." Just for a little nod to that film. So lots of things I've ripped off and people I'm acknowledging at the same time. They mean the same thing, ripping off and acknowledging. It's a sign of respect. Here and now. Okay, cool. Uh-oh. Needle drop. Who is it? GNR. Grunts and Snoses. Sons and Poses. Runs and Grozes. Runs and Gozes. They're running and gozing. On their bikes. Here comes the first battle of the film. Go, Chris, go. Go, Chris, go. And this is not Chris. That's a stunt double called Bobby. There's Chris. So, Appetite for Destruction was one of the first albums I ever bought when I was a kid. Loved Guns N' Roses ever since. No owl, humanoid owls were destroyed or hurt in the making of this film, by the way. I've loved Guns N' Roses ever since. Decided to put them in this film, and I don't even want to know how much money that cost. Destruction! I've got an appetite for it. Okay, here's a cool part of the film. Probably one of my favorite parts, actually. Check this Van Damme. Look at this Van Damme nod. Here's Van Damme doing the splits, but we just stuck Chris's face on him. And stuck my muscles on Chris's arms. Yeah, yeah. And jumpy jump. I know everything that happens in this movie. I've seen it 500 times. Woo, dodge. Triple kick. Bang, bang. It's another... We completely ripped off that from another Jean-Claude Van Damme move.
He's not going to go into the temple, is he? No. Oh...
Da, da, bow. Well done, everybody. Now, see that background there? That was all shot on a thing called the volume. Now, if you've watched Mandalorian, which I also directed a little bit of, you know that's a big LED screen. Okay, it's made of hundreds of TVs, all created, all like stuck together in a big circular room, 360 degrees, with a ceiling made of TVs as well. A lot of TVs. And, that's how you get those backgrounds, and that's actually there when you're shooting, and they actually, all the environments that you see on there also are in the reflections of the things that you're shooting, and all the actors get to see what they're looking at, to see the environment they're in, and it also lights the scene as well. And it's extremely expensive. Here's Natalie Portman from the hit movie, you guessed it, yeah. Heat.
I wrote it.
Wait, you're Dr. Jane Foster?
I am.
Hi.
Hi. How's the Einstein Rosenbridge?
It's tough.
Yeah.
Really tough.
You need a 3D model. You ever see Event Horizon?
No.
Interstellar?
No.
That movie explains everything really clearly. All right, the Einstein-Rosen bridge folds space so that point A and point B...
This reference here is from Event Horizon, my very good friend Sam Neill, who's also in the movie. You'll see him soon. So he's the first one to do this little thing, pen through the paper thing. Then Nolan ripped that off. Hey, it's filmmakers. We're all ripping each other off. So he did that thing in Interstellar. And now I've re-ripped it off and put it in Thor, Love and Thunder. I hope someone rips this off and puts it in. Or hopefully they rip off... Kat Dennings' little noise that she made just there, that little noise. A little bit of product placement there, all backwards and unreadable. In the form of delicious chips. Or, if you're from weirder parts of the world, crisps. Stage four? Uh-oh, this movie's getting depressing. This... whole storyline with Jane having the old big C is from the comic run The Mighty Thor, which is where this whole thing with Jane's character comes from, and I think it's one of the greatest comic runs ever, really. It's an incredible use of Jane's character, and she's challenged with this disease, but also is able to, you know, eventually, spoiler, lift up Thor's hammer and become a superhero herself. And it's a fantastic story, and I urge you all to read it. Ripped it off, put it in the movie. So, anyway, big fan of Natalie. I've loved watching Natalie, and I've been an admirer of hers for many years. And this is our first outing together, treading the old cinematic boards. So... I think we hit it off pretty well. At least that's what she said in the press junkets. I wouldn't know. What does that mean? Figure it out by yourself. I'll tell you what it means. She gets motivated. She goes into the lab and she starts figuring it out. That's real blood. That was blood that I took from my big toe. She's trying to do that thing where you like have that little thumb trick, but she was doing it wrong just then. It looks like you've like taken half your thumb and moved it off. There's nothing in that cup. Uh-oh, I'm ruining the illusion. There's probably nothing on that screen either when she was looking at it. So, the Viking myth, she's called by the sound of Mjolnir, the hammer. Here she comes, she's opening the book, and then she gets the idea. That's right. Oh, another needle drop. So if you get Mjolnir, you get great stamina and spirit and great health. Whoa, could this be a cure? Maybe it could. Booga, booga. Now we go to New Asgard. Vic coming to Turnsburg. Look at this. It's turned into a tourist destination. A tourist destination. Now, New Asgard is a tourist destination. Did you see the alien on the rock there? Very important that you saw that. Maybe not obvious enough. Look at this. I wonder if we got any Old Spice money. We just thought it was funny that she was advertising Old Spice. I put a lot of work into that little Old Spice ad. Infinity Cones is a real thing, guys. I think it's going to be at Disneyland. Infinity Cones. I came up with that idea. So this here, look at this. This is... how I imagined things would go if you were a new Asgardian refugee on Earth. You just, you know, you use what you've got, and what you've got is the resting place of the famous broken hammer, Mjolnir, and you've got the incredible new Asgardian theatre troupe, the Asgardian players. Luke Hemsworth, that's Chris's brother, better looking, better actor. Then you've also got Matt Damon from the hit movie, what was he in? Matt Damon, Good Will Hunting. And Sam Neill from Event Horizon. And also, he also played Damien in Omen 3. He played the grown-up Damien, the devil. Now this here is important. You think we're just messing around, just like having fun, making fun of the last movie, making fun of the characters and everything. We are. But also, it's important to know how gods turn into stardust, and also to remember what happened to Thor's hammer. That's the whole point of the theatre show in this film, all right? And if you don't get that, then you bloody need to go back to audience school. No, Melissa McCarthy. She's wonderful. I've had a lovely dinner at her house. That's not how I convinced her to do the thing. All the cameos in this film basically were just people who happened to be in Australia at the time and had nothing to do and were willing to come and work on this film for like a day for like no money. There's Ben Falcone, that's Melissa's husband there on the right holding her hand. Feel the power of these magnificent and immovable stones. There's Daryl from the hit little series about Thor and Daryl, Team Thor from that we shot just before Ragnarok. If you go on YouTube or one of those sites and look up Team Thor, you'll see a whole lot of adventures with Thor and Daryl when they're flatmates together in Australia. Now, who's this little hobbit? Who's this one? Is that Snow White? Is that Red Riding? No, it's Jane Foster. And these are the broken pieces of Mjolnir. Mjolnir, the wonderful hammer of Thor. Now Mjolnir is now coming to life because Mjolnir and Jane have a connection. So I don't know if you've seen the other movies, guys, but Jane and Thor used to be boyfriend and girlfriend. God of disaster. I wrote that line, God of Disaster. Pretty proud of it. I think I wrote it. Look, there's Korg, your favorite. What is he wearing? Not him. What's Korg wearing? You'd think that we just pulled some of these ideas out of a hat, but no, these giant goats are actually from the Norse mythology, and they've got real classy names like Tooth Gnasher and Teeth Grinder. And they are also in the comic books, so at this point, who ripped off who? Screechy, screechy goats. Cool little scene here with the Guardians of the Galaxy coming up in 3, 2, 1, boom. Well, my timing is off. Maybe we haven't seen this film enough. Look at that little CGI raccoon. That's Benjamin... what's his name? No, what's his name? Bradley Cooper. Benjamin? What the hell? Listen, guys, I don't know people. All right, I don't know people's names. I just know their faces. Ting people. Meeting people. Another one of my classic lines, guys. No, that's not it. No, that's not it. Should I just redo all the lines with the movie as opposed to just telling you guys fun facts about how nothing was real on the day and that it's, everything is CGI? Including that wooden thing. Relationships.
Then I shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, you can't get married on every single planet we land on. I am Groot.
Uh-oh, here we go. Distress calls. We're about to bring back, everybody, a classic Thor character. Character from the Thor mythology and also the comic books and also the first two films. In 3, 2, 1. Two, one. There she is, Sif, the wonderful lady Sif, as part of the Guardians. No, what do they call it? The Warrior.
My friend is in danger. We must go at once.
The Warriors Three. The Warriors Three. Oh, now we get it. Thor doesn't want to be alone. He feels like everyone leaves him all the time. Taking a sip of water. Relax. Chill out. Watch this. Just taking a moment here just to reflect on this little moment between these two guys. God, this is kind of like a breakup scene. But that shitty feeling two star-crossed brothers. Lover brothers. Like not like that, but you know, they're in love. Shitty. Some people like to use the word bromance quite a lot. I don't like that word. I think it's a cop-out. What if they're just in love? But it could never be. Maybe that's a bromance. Oh my god, he touched them. You must go.
I'll find Sif. You answer the other calls. The galaxy needs its guardians.
Cool, yeah, we were just leaving.
I know it hurts, but it's better this way. You have to trust me. To ease the pain, why don't you take this ship here as a parting farewell gift?
Oh, you're giving me my ship?
Yes.
Is it interesting? Probably not. That I feel like when I've got nothing to say, that maybe means the scene's good. Here we go. Now I've started having lots of things to say because the scene falls apart now. Because there we go. Taika making people do stupid handshakes. And I don't know if he was acting there when he said that. It certainly was not scripted, him saying, certainly dragging this out. I think he was talking to me. All right, now the movie kicks off. Check this out. This is something that Chris and Chris came up with, this little gag. I'll still take credit for it, though. Because I'm the director. And off they go. And that's it for the Guardians, I'm afraid, guys. So if you only tuned in to watch the Guardians, you are sure out of luck, and they're out of here. Don't expect them to come back. They're not going to come back. We did originally think, oh, maybe there's going to be like a cavalry scene at the end. Yeah, it's like, oh, they're back in the movie, but we thought too predictable. We don't want to give the people what they want. So nope, they're not coming back. Too bad. Anyway, off the real heroes go. Now they're on a world called Felagar. Now the world of Felagar, and this next frame here is directly from the comic book. Look at this one, we copied it. What do you think about that, guys? I want to introduce you to my daughters, Matewa.
Hello.
And Te Kāinga o Te Henekahu.
Hello.
And so these guys, if you listen to the Ragnarok commentary, Matewa was on that. She came in a couple of times. Do you wouldn't even remember that, Matewa?
No.
No. But anyway, you actually you made it way better. That's why I'm really happy that you guys are here. Now, you've seen the film, kids.
Yeah.
And what did you think?
I think it was great.
Yeah? Anything, any criticisms?
What?
Any criticisms, anything you didn't like?
I didn't like that she was missing an arm.
Yeah, well, you know, missing an arm's not a cool thing. But she does give the information about the God Butcher.
True.
Asgard is next. Okay, here's the sleepy little town. Now, fun fact. So all the monsters you're about to see were designed by kids. So when I was writing the script, TK, Te Henekahu, over here, my oldest daughter, I think you must have been about 7 years old. I was writing, and TK looked over my shoulder, and she was reading. She goes, what's a shadow demon? And I said, well, I don't really know. I just had to write down some sort of monster, but I don't even know what they look like. So she went off and she drew the very first of the shadow monsters. And it was like a snaky looking thing. And you'll see it later on. It's called Octi. You'll see it in a scene later on. And it was a spiky snake thing with like three eyes and a spiky head and a nasty mouth. And that's where the idea came from. We thought, you know what we should do? We should get all of our kids across the production to design all the monsters. So that's why these monsters are so freaky, is because
kids don't know how to draw monsters.
Yeah. No, the kids, because kids' designs are more scary than what adults can do. Look at this thing!
But what about the Demogorgon?
Oh, listen, I'm not here to talk about Stranger Things. The Demogorgon is scary, yes, I'll give you that. Oh, look at that. So this is a spider snake with a weird crab head. Look, here comes Valkyrie. King Valkyrie on the, what, we're not going to say Pegasus. It's got another name called Warsong. Warsong. And then here comes Thor. Right, perfect timing.
With his axe.
And his best friend. Korg. Oh my god, it's me, your father, you guys.
I thought his best friend was his hammer.
Oh my god, no. His best friend is me. In real life too.
I thought it was his axe.
Some kids there, looking out a window. Loving it. Look at this big guy. Look at this big giant thing. Some kid drew that. What the hell? And then we killed it. So this is a big part. This is a big, very big, exciting part of the film. Ready? Steady? This is when Thor and Mjolnir, the hammer, are reunited.
Wow.
Make the noise for it. Now, both times that we've had the premieres, Matthew, you were asleep by now.
I know.
Is that because you found the movie boring?
Yeah. Oh, a bit.
Oh my god. My dad.
Yeah.
There's also in the fighting scene, in the fighting scene with all the other monsters and the kids.
Yep, speaking of this.
There's
the exciting part.
In the what? Say it again.
In the scene, when the kids are fighting all the other monsters, like near the end.
Yeah.
I saw a bigger version of Octi.
Oh, you did? Yeah, we reused him. Okay, so look. So this is something that Mjolnir was never able to do, but thought, here's a great idea. Let's make the hammer even cooler when it's in Mighty Thor's hands.
Yeah.
The competition begins. Look, he's now changed his look.
Hey! Enough tomfoolery. Why don't you take off that mask and reveal yourself? Come on.
And bingo, it's his ex-girlfriend, Jane.
Boom. That's the whole thing about this story, that Jane and Thor get to meet.
That's right.
He was a god of thunder, and she a woman of science.
Oh, this is a little moment. Look at this. This is the history of Thor and Jane.
With Hugh eating pancakes.
Yep.
Flapjacks.
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 Oh, fun times with them.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's my hot dog suit, and that actually belongs to your auntie Keisha. Keisha Castle-Hughes from the film Whale Rider. Yeah.
Hot doggy suit.
The hot dog suit. She left it at my house after a party, and I've kept it ever since. And now I put it in the movie Thor, Love and Thunder. Now, this is when he charms the hammer and he tells the hammer to look after Jane forever. And that is why it goes some way to explaining why she can...
Hold the hammer!
Hold the hammer!
But doesn't it kill her?
Oh, come on, man.
Whoa! It's just the facts.
Spoiler? What a spoiler.
Shush.
Does the hammer actually kill her?
No, the hammer's not killed. The hammer's... Here's the thing about the hammer, okay? What it's doing is she's got cancer and whatever, and she's getting like the chemo and stuff like that. The hammer is purging her body. It's taking all of the impurities out of her body, including the chemo, which means that the chemo's having no effect on the cancer. The cancer's getting worse. So every time she lifts the hammer, yes, she's a god. But when she goes back to being human, she's even more sick. Got it?
Got it.
Yeah. This, oh god, we've all been here, haven't we, guys? Argument like this. Right, guys? Right, kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember?
When I'm like, why don't you guys clean those two damn plates?
Sure.
Jane wrote a note.
This is a song by ABBA. Do you guys know who ABBA is?
No.
Yes, you do. Yes, remember I played SOS quite a lot.
Yeah.
It's that band. And ABBA, I like to think that ABBA is Thor's favourite band because they're a tough Viking band and Thor's a tough Viking.
Okay, cool.
He's claustrophobic with the helmet.
He's not claustrophobic.
But he's acting it.
Because he loves Jane.
He does love Jane. He's freaked out because he hasn't seen her for so long.
Like,
who do you think, kids, who do you think broke up with who? Do you think Thor broke up with Jane or Jane broke up with Thor?
Jane broke up with Thor.
Yeah, same.
Thor's just innocent.
Mm-hmm. Innocent?
Innocent.
Yep, what does that mean? Dumb?
No.
I think just Thor, you know, was not mature enough. He was older than Jane. He's like 1,200 years old or whatever, 1,500 years old.
1,200.
And he,
Of course he is.
Jeez. Scary. God, he came out of nowhere. Oh, my God. God, it's like watching it for the first time for me.
Yeah.
Imagine if this was my first time and I didn't even watch the movie. Whoa.
Is that the Necro Sword? That's cool. I've only ever read about it in stories.
And you know,
this is going to
hurt. So Christian Bale, that guy there, Christian Bale, I keep telling the story. Remember Matteo on set?
He was the first Batman.
Well, he wasn't the very first Batman in history, but
yeah,
he was, awesome. You know, some will say, I'm not going to join in the controversy, but some will say the best Batman. Others say Michael Keaton. Let's not even get into it, okay? You know, look, I think even just to play the role of Batman is an achievement enough.
Okay, let's just talk about Thor Love and Thunder now.
Yeah, thank you. God. Okay, oh, look. There's Jane with a little tough look on her face. Oh, there comes Valkyrie. This might be too much for him. He's got to get out of here. But he's got a plan B. Do you know what the plan B is for Gore?
To take all the kids.
What?
To take all the kids. Yeah.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Correct, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just touching everyone's microphones. Don't worry, it's going to be creaky. But this is part of the rawness and the realness of my commentaries. You know? Do you think now's time for a little bit of a romantic...
No, it's not.
Okay, not wrong time? Okay, cool. We'll wait. Oh, God, look. How ironic that the monsters designed by children are now stealing children. Have you ever unpacked that?
They didn't steal me.
No one would steal you. No one would dare to steal you from me. They'd get a pencil in the throat. I'd use them as a. I'd turn them into a pencil case.
Yeah.
Without a zip. Without an opening. Know what I mean?
No.
I'd turn them into a pin cushion. But instead of pins, there'd be pencils and pens and knives and forks and spoons. 8 years. They've been separated for 8 years.
I thought it was 8 years.
And he hasn't really forgotten about it. Oh, some beatboxing.
Okay.
I think it's romantic to have some beatboxing. Let's do it, kids. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
No.
Romance. It's romance between Thor and Thor. It's Jane and Thor and Thor. And Mighty Thor and the original Thor. Here we go now into the next scene. The next scene is in the town hall. Okay, you guys, Auntie Sherry, don't watch out for that mic. Auntie Shari is going to be here soon. Watch this. Oh, no, in a second.
You, oh, no, in a second.
Oh, there's Matt Damon.
Hello.
And Luke Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Do you know who Matt Damon is? We'll delete that.
He looks like Loki.
Don't tell them that. Okay, so check this out.
The one that got away.
The one that got away. Does it sound like Korg? The one that got away.
He's trying to get it back.
He's trying to get that hammer back. Now we've created this lovely moment in this film, which I think is fantastic. Which is the little jealousy triangle between Stormbreaker and Mjolnir and Thor. Stormbreaker's jealous of the old... Don't sigh like that. It's not that boring. Here we go. Do you see that? Look, there's Shari. Wait, do you see her?
No.
Oh, we just missed her. Okay. She was the one yelling, that's your auntie.
Oh, yeah, then I saw that. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Starting a fight.
Would you believe all of this was shot in Australia?
No.
I know.
Like this, we have to unite, come together. See what's happening here. We're afraid.
I would maybe believe it because all the kids got Australian accents.
True.
Afraid, anxious. If we are to find the children, we must first look within ourselves. And I'm sorry, Meek, it's very hard to get a rousing speech with the...
Okay, guys. Okay, see the whiteboard there? See that? Okay. I want to tell you guys something. The entire movie is all laid out in pictures on that whiteboard. Everything that happens in the movie is on that whiteboard. And that's the information I wanted to give you. I've never told anyone that. So now you can go and pause it and you can have fun looking through every single little bit of that and shows you what happened. It may even have, and I'm telling you this from my heart, it may even have some deleted scenes on that whiteboard too. Yep, I know. I know. Crazy. Stop purring into the mic. Don't. Just sit back, and if you want to say something, you lean forward. It slowly corrupts and kills whoever wields it, which means
it's infecting him, yes. Wrong time again.
Against a curse, shadow, zombie, kidnapper. Awesome. When do we leave?
Thor? Can you see me?
Floating head alert.
It's Astrid. Heimdall's son.
Astrid, are you okay?
I no longer go by the name Astrid. I'm now known as Axel. He's a singer.
Look at him. He's more than just a head, though. You're about to meet the rest of him.
Name, and I intend on his wishes.
Axel.
Astrid.
I said Axel.
Astrid.
Axel.
It's asshole. Now listen to him.
I fine.
Oh, what?
Axel, where are you?
That was you.
That was the character. Your father taught me, and I'm going to teach you. So if you remember the movie you loved so much, Ragnarok, you remember the magic eyes where Thor got to go back to Asgard and visit Heimdall using ghost powers. Vision ghost.
Hey, how's it going, kids?
How's it going? Look where we are. We're in a cage made of spikes.
Yeah, that's right. Not good. Yeah.
Are you going to do something?
Yes, yes, I am. But just not right now. On the vision ghost. Look.
Another fun fact. What happened to us? The commentary should just be called series of fun facts. Another fun fact. Natalie Portman's kids are in here in this scene.
So if you die, you'll end up in Valhalla.
Oh, my God. Go away.
Wait, then. It's all right, don't cry, it's okay. Listen, I've got
and also, another boy called Rex, who's Christian Bale's child, is also down in the corner. Down there in the yellow cape. It's Rex.
He has another child?
Christian? He's got a bunch.
Oh.
Yeah. Look, they're on a rock boat hurtling towards this black and white part of space, the place where color fears to tread.
I'm gonna get you out of here.
I'm scared. We all are.
Now this is really just a moment to show that Thor's not equipped to deal with kids. He's just used to looking after himself, being alone.
They're in the shadow realm.
How do you know?
Kids freak Thor out. But hey, we know what happens later on.
Yeah.
Color we need? Let's bring the rainbow.
Bring the rainbow? Was that a catchphrase or something?
She's only been a Thor for a minute. I mean, saving lives she's quite good at, but the rest of it, she needs work.
How many catchphrases have there been?
A lot.
Yep. Jump the gun.
But hang on. He moves through shadows and he's going to the shadow realm. It seems like that's where he's going to be the most powerful.
You're right. We can't just go marching in there. It could be a trap. We'd be in danger.
Any questions, you guys?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm thinking it.
Thinking what? Thinking it too.
Omnipotent City.
What's Omnipotent City?
What about now?
For gods in the universe. We could pull together the greatest team ever. We could recruit Ra, Hercules, Tumatoenga, Quetzalcoatl maybe, and Zeus, the oldest and wisest of them all.
Is there only two swear words in this movie?
Like what?
Because when the girl who lost an arm said,
It's when the girl who lost an arm said the SH word, and then when you said the A word.
Yeah. Those are the only two I can think of.
Okay. Cool.
Stormbreaker's awesome too.
Stormbreaker just needs a conduit. Anything that can handle space travel.
I love it when she talks shop.
It has the power to get us there. It just needs something to focus that energy so it's not so unpredictable. You know, if we had a ship, we could harness it and use Stormbreaker as a power source.
Oh, like an engine.
Like an engine.
You need a ship.
I've got a ship.
Get rid of all those seats. You guys can go tie those goats to the front. We leave in 15 minutes.
Essentials only, everyone.
That's essential.
Mm-hmm. You moved on quick, didn't you? You're some piece of work.
Oh, hey.
More jealousy?
Catching up with an old friend?
Yeah.
I've been meaning to apologize. Sort of acting a little weird before. I just haven't really been myself lately, you know, kind of trying to figure
out. We built this entire town in Australia, out in the suburbs. We built an entire Norwegian fishing village. I mean, why? I know why, because it's a movie. We needed it, but God, it's a big effort, isn't it? All of the cobblestones and everything were all hand cobbled. What do you say? Hand pounded into the ground? We put a lot of effort in, guys. It's as much effort as Chris put into those arms.
See you later.
Oh, no.
What? We were just talking.
Now we get a little bit of backstory with Jane, right? Okay, like what drives her? And this is where we understand, Jane is still sick.
Don't be afraid. Even when I'm gone, honey.
Her mother told her when she was a kid, keep on fighting, no matter what. So she's kind of doing this for her mother, and also because her mother told her.
Elaine Foster.
So she's like, no, I'm going to keep going. No matter what.
Is that a bed on the ship?
No, this is a little apartment on Earth. My good friend, Ondine Seabrook, from Sydney, painted that painting there behind Tessa. So I've always loved that painting. Do you guys like that painting?
Sure, I haven't seen it up close.
Yeah, it's beautiful,
you know,
up close.
It looks cool from afar.
I love my people, but it's all meetings and Raven Mail, and meetings that could have been Raven Mail. I miss fighting. I miss my sisters, which is why you need to come, because I need one. Okay,
there's a fun bit. Are you packed? Do you guys know what the song is coming up?
A hand grenade?
No, it's a portable speaker.
Mary J. Blige. Okay, here we go, guys. We're off on our adventure. Now, this joke coming up is something I'm very proud to have put into the film. Some people with close-minded people didn't like this joke. I love this joke.
Hold on, the children. Do not do that anymore. Those were dark times. Shameful times.
They used to eat kids, guys. They used to eat kids. Okay, here they go.
Humans used to eat kids.
Vikings did. Listen, do you know what the Vikings used to do?
What?
Real bad stuff.
What? Like what?
I don't even want to say. It's not even for kids' ears. So, you know, let's acknowledge the kind of, let's acknowledge, you know, just what it meant to be a Viking back in the day. And to be a space Viking? I shudder to think. Okay, look at this. We're in Omnipotence City. Now, Omnipotent City is something from the comic books. A lot of the things in all of the Marvel movies, if you know, you know. If you know your stuff, they all come from the comics.
What did Vikings do to people?
What did Vikings do to people?
Yeah, like kids.
They used to, like, they used to ride around on boats, invading other people's towns and villages and stuff, and they used to, like, capture people and capture people. They used to probably, like, make kids work.
Yeah.
They used to make kids work all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, like, take away all of their toys.
That's not mean. That's not mean.
Yes, it is. That's wrong. People take my toys away. Uh-oh. She's like, have you got a girlfriend? Uh-oh. What?
Work and everything.
Cool. Let me check this place out.
You guys hungry?
No, I'm good.
The buildings are cool.
What's happening, man? Yeah, it's cool. Tessa Thompson.
Yep.
Sensing feelings.
Feelings? What? For Jane? No, don't be ridiculous. Feelings.
You know what? Tessa and Chris together on screen is a fantastic duo. They're so they're always so good together.
Who?
These two.
Oh. Yeah.
She's got the best laugh. Look at him. He's like, oh, I don't know what to do. He's falling back in love with Natalie. Okay, here comes Te Henekahu's Octi, the very first monster that was designed for this film. About to show its face.
I have a toy called Octi.
Yeah, no, you do. And guess what kind of animal is that?
An octopus.
Oh, an octopus. Yeah.
Oh, with all this talk about chopping off heads, I want to have a go. What's this? Oh.
Oh. Screensaver.
This is Octi. Hello, Octi.
There we go. Look, Octi. Here he is. So there's the spiky snake. Sorry, TK, but your beloved monster of your creation just got beheaded.
Oh, come on.
All right. Octi's gone. Come on. Oh, look at you. I knew a little girl just like you. And she was brave. And she was smart.
And she was Chris Hemsworth's daughter. And she liked
to draw. Called Indy.
Called Indy. India. India Hemsworth.
About gods. They're meant to protect you, right? Or where are they?
That's some good acting by that girl. Look at that werewolf kid behind him, that lichen kid. That's why you're look at him.
I know.
I just, just thought it would be a cool idea to put a werewolf kid in there.
It's cool.
Okay, so now we're in the Golden Temple of the Gods. And this is where we see all of the gods of the universe all gathered. And this is where Thor is trying to gather an army of gods to go and fight the god butcher.
And this is where
children.
We see a Maori person.
This is where we see a Maori god. A Maori wahine. Atahua.
What god is that?
This Atahua is... I didn't want to name her because... let's just quickly look at these gods. Okay.
New snake.
Good magic. Look at the eyeball. I feel like that's the god of voyeurism. She said god of carpentry, which I suggested was Jesus. What's look at Bao! I came up with that idea. I've got so many good ideas. I came up with an idea for a god that's a dumpling. That's Nini of the Noni. Look, did you notice that his throne is made of scissors?
Yes.
There's all the scissors that he's conquered. Because in the game of rock, paper, scissors, rocks destroy scissors, and those are the ones that he's beaten. And that's the end of that story. Do you think that the god of scissors has got a throne made of paper?
The god of Nini Noni, is he your god?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, then I like that god the most.
Aw, cool. I also love this god.
Zeus.
Look, you know who it is?
Yes, it's Russell.
It's Russell. We went and stayed on Russell's farm, didn't we?
Yeah.
We played with his dogs and we went on the quad bikes and he's got an awesome pool.
Yeah.
in the games room. That was cool.
Because that pool you could jump off the waterfall.
What's that?
Because that pool you could jump off the waterfall.
Yes, that's right. But we're not here to talk about Russell's cool farm. We're here to talk about Thor, Love and Thunder. So this is, so Zeus and Hercules and all of those, you know, those Greek gods, they are actually characters again, and not only in real mythology, but also in the Marvel universe, Marvel comic universe. And it was really cool to be able to introduce Zeus to everyone in the form of Russell Crowe, who is one of my favorite actors of all time. And also I now like to count him as a friend of mine. That was the Maori god there when she's clapping with her ponamu, patu. And
her feather in her head.
The feather in her head.
I hereby open this holy council of the god, where we have many, many serious matter to be.
So, fun fact. So Russell did all of the takes in a Greek accent and also in a British accent, because we weren't sure which one would, you know, be better, which would be funnier, which, you know, maybe one needed to be more serious. And in the end, everyone loved the Greek accent more, including me. I thought it was fantastic. And
same.
Yeah.
Papa?
Yeah?
Do you really have to be in a disguise? Because you're one of the, you're a rock person. And then the ninny got ninny nonny god is there, so.
Right.
Do you really have to?
Well, you know, logic police over here. No, maybe not, but I'm joining in with those guys. Because, like, you know, maybe I didn't need to, but it's good because I'm part of their team.
Oh.
I'm part of their team, so I should just jump into disguise too. Phew.
Hello. Let me be the first to share.
Okay, here comes. Here comes a moment that
it is inappropriate.
It's I think it's highly appropriate. I think it's fine.
It's just funny.
It's just a butt. But
you're spoiling.
Why, well, yeah, I think everyone's seen the trailer.
Not true.
The only thing everyone talks about.
Oops. Sorry. Good luck, bro.
Was that a god too?
Yeah, they're all gods.
Okay, then you stepped over a god.
Mighty Zeus! Wow! Gods of the universe, I come here to ask for your help, to raise an army. There's a maniac called the God Butcher who seeks to end us all. His destruction is everywhere, entire planets, realms, have been left completely unprotected. He's left nothing but chaos in his wake. But I know where he is. And with your help, we can crush him before he kills anyone else.
That guy! He killed a couple of
that guy.
Gods. Yeah, boo-hoo. If that's all, pretty boy, you go back to your seat and you be quiet.
I'm sorry, did you not hear any of what I just said? He's murdering en masse.
I tell you, one time...
Also, Russell's real hair here, his real hair, his real hair...
His real hair.
And his real beard.
You cannot come to the orgy.
You have to listen to us.
That's it.
Uh oh.
Here it comes.
What is the signal?
It'll be go.
Let's see who you are. I take off your disguise. And.
Oh god.
Uh oh.
Flip too hard, damn it!
There's a tattoo there. Rip Loki. R.I.P. Loki. Originally wanted an R.I.P. Loki tattoo in Ragnarok, but I'm glad we waited to make it such a feature in this one. There you go. Now the disguises are gone.
You could see the last of you when Odin died. You are Thor, the god of thunder. But is not thunder just the sound of lightning?
Whoa. Flex-a-Rooney, old Chris there.
Zeus is bigger than us. He's taken Asgardian children.
Who do you think we are? The god police? Every god watches over their own peoples. Nothing more, nothing less. Asgardian problems...
Are Asgardian problems. Now, this is where we get to the crux, right, guys? So we're realizing the gods actually maybe not worth saving because they really are self-centered and they only care about themselves. And maybe Thor is one of the very few gods who actually does care. Anyway, that was that rant. So, Russell in a close-up, nothing better.
Gore has the necro sword, which means he could kill us. Not good. Do. I know you're trying to do the right thing. I understand.
How are you guys doing with this bit? Enjoying it?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the first time you've seen this bit, Matiwa?
I've seen it. Well, I might have fell asleep on this part, but I've seen it in when you were actually making it.
Yes, that's right. You were there, remember? And I told you off and I put you in the corner.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, you were making too much noise and being and misbehaving. I've got a photo of it. Oh, here we go. Let us use your
weapon. You need your lightning bolt. My lightning bolt is called Thunderbolt. So I think to use somebody's secret weapon like this, that you should at least get the name right when you ask.
Can I borrow
Thunderbolt? Can I try?
He will not reach eternity.
Eternity.
So now we're coming up to a nice big fight, which has got a bit of influence behind it from the great Kurosawa, and this is in terms of the blood sprays, which you can obviously see in a lot of martial arts films, and including Kill Bill. Important bit of information there that she just said eternity is basically a wishing well. It's a being, if you reach it, you can, if you're the first to reach it, you can wish for whatever you want. And that's what Gore is trying to do. Gore, the God Butcher, wants to get to eternity so he can wish for the death of all gods and effectively end everything.
I am afraid I cannot allow that. This is a secret place, known only to the gods. You know where we are. The God Butcher could use you to find us. This is no good. So now...
You have to stay. No, you must stay. God! Oh, here we go. Fighty fight time.
Yes. Russian bomb.
Hell yeah!
Now, probably the most important part of this fight... as you guys are probably well aware, is the demise of one of the most beloved characters in the MCU, Korg the Rock Man. Look at this wonderful fighting. I did a bit of this stuff, guys. A lot of people don't think I didn't do any of this and I'm just the voice. But I was there most of the time in my little mocap suit, doing the actual actions and doing the little stunty fight bits. And, yeah, I just want you guys to know, yeah, I'm just as committed as the other actors. Just can't see my beautiful face. Too distracting. Uh-oh. Goodbye, Korg. 3, 2, 1, splat.
No!
Guys, your father is about to die on screen. What do you think?
What? I would hate that. And cry.
You are perishing.
Zeus! Your next, Northern Sun!
I'm perishing.
Uh-oh. Oh, one Australian killing another Australian. Russell Crowe, though, can we just all acknowledge, by the way, originally is from New Zealand.
Did he
He's a New Zealander. Russell Crowe's a New Zealander.
We know.
Russell Crowe.
We know.
Russell Crowe's a New Zealander.
We know.
Did he actually fall?
Russell's a New Zealander.
Did he actually
He's a Kiwi. He's like me.
He
didn't fall right. No, he would be actually be dead if he fell. Oh, hello. Korg's still alive, by the way.
Now you got my six.
You want some water? Put some water.
Fucking do this, damn it.
That's not it. No, that's not it. Nope.
Come on, Korg, pass those lips.
And the third Guns N' Roses needle drop in 3, 2, 1, and boop, 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 bam, boom. Bing, dang. Sweet Child of Mine. Damn, what a banger this song is. Never gets old.
I like this song.
This song's insane, man. Can you imagine those guys? They're probably, how old were those kids? How old was Guns N' Roses when they made the song? Like 22, 20?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Man, what did I do when I was 20? Nothing. I was a late bloomer. That's the other thing that I'd like to impart to you two, my darlings. There's no hurry, all right? Yeah, sure, you can put out Sweet Child of Mine when you're 20 or 21, but then, you know, then what? You know,
wait,
then
it's what? Just
then it's just lies, and then Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. I'm saying, like, you know, I didn't start making film until I was 30, and I'm cool with that. You know, so like 30 years of just like waiting around and trying to figure it out. No hurry, okay? I just don't want you guys to rush into something thinking like, oh, you know, I've got to, you know, got to have it, like, I've got to have it all sorted out by the time I'm 20. You don't have to have it all sorted out. You can still be finding yourself. Just don't leave
I
it too late.
I want to be in a movie when I'm just a kid, like a kid director.
Like a kid actor or a kid director? You want to be a kid director?
Kid director and a kid actor.
Like me, but a kid?
Yeah.
Damn. That's like... what about,
how,
and would you direct a movie full of kids?
Huh?
Would you direct a movie full of kids? There's lots of other kids in the movie?
Sure. And it would be a scary movie, like Stranger Things.
Like a scary Bugsy Malone.
Yeah.
Mm. What about you?
He's not dead.
I'm not dead.
No, he's ahead. And you?
What about you?
What are we talking about?
Just what do you want to do later on in life?
I don't know.
Yeah, good. Good answer. You don't need to know. You're young. Just enjoy the here and now. Personally... I'm saying this on a DVD commentary. It's going to last forever. I don't even know if you should go to university. And there you go. There's the silence I wanted to hear. Does it do anything for me? Not sure.
Okay.
Okay. Very important part of the movie coming up here. It's a very romantic part of the movie. I don't know if I'm going to say anything during this little scene because what is there to say? Okay, I'm just leading up to that. He's making peace with his axe. Great, we love that.
Listen, we good? Yeah.
I mean, I said as if like there was something I had something important to say, but I don't. Can I also thank you guys for helping me out on this? Because like, I find these commentary things quite difficult. I always start with a lot of energy, and I've got great stories. When? What?
What are you drawing?
We're here.
Yeah.
On this pad. Sorry, I don't know, some squiggles. Called doodles.
Doodling.
Doodling. Let's start a new page.
Can I do some doodling? Can I do some doodling?
Sure. Oh, hey. Yeah, give me some papers.
Oh, it's quite the view, huh?
Yeah, beautiful.
I just want to say that was very, very
nice. Oops, I just ruined the pad. There you go.
Oh, wow.
My God.
There you go, you got a pen?
You really...
Ah, here we go. You can delete all that little bit about paper out if you want, but it's real life, isn't it? And then you'll be deleting life. So, killer. Now, look at these space dolphins.
So beautiful, so rare. They're very loyal creatures. They're mate for life. In packs of six. Just love.
Oh, brother man, you look so hot. I wanna get in your rocks. When we get together, we're gonna get it on, and we're gonna make some babies.
That is the song. Listen, I'm very proud of the representation in this film, the LGBTQIA+.
Inside a mountain, they go down to a little lava pool. They hold hands over the hot lava, and then after a month, they pull their hands apart, and they find they've created a beautiful new crooning baby boy.
But this storyline behind Korg and the Cronins being a race of a species of men, male rock people. I don't know if you'd say men, but that they all make babies together. The men make babies together. So they go into a volcano and they hold hands. This whole story, that comes from the comics, okay? So that's canon. And that was something that I thought was so awesome. And I thought, well, then we've got to acknowledge that in the film. We've got to show that, like, it's just normal. And so I think with a lot of the representation in the film, I feel very proud that, you know, we're sort of going some way at least. I know it's just, you know, it's a big film and, you know, it's only small little parts of the film deal with it. But I think it's, you know, it's at least great to normalize it and that we don't have some big soapbox, stupid big monologue. Now we don't have some big monologue where someone's like saying, it's okay to be different. In front of 400 people, you know, those big speeches that you often have to have in films. I like that it's just something that no one really even discusses. It's just accepted, and people are gay. And that's cool. I do like the idea that, you know, that young people who are questioning themselves, who are trying to figure it out, can watch a film like this and go, oh, hey, I'm not alone. It's actually normal in this world of the comic book superheroes. Okay, intense moment here.
Did I say I didn't mean that? Just kidding. I don't have cancer. Let's go smash something.
Jane, I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry for me.
When did you find out?
Like 6 months ago, I was just feeling tired, and then they told me I have stage 4, get my affairs in order. And then I heard Mjolnir calling me, so I thought maybe if science isn't working, maybe Viking space magic.
It's not that I don't have anything to say right now, everyone. It's just that I don't need to say anything. I've talked quite a lot. Let's just sit and just watch this moment, and then I'll start piping up again in a minute.
Jane, none of us know how long we have. You don't know what tomorrow holds. And Mjolnir chose you. And it chose you because you're worthy, and that's something. When I first met you, I was unworthy. I was unable to pick up that hammer. But you taught me there is no greater purpose than to help those in need. You made me worthy. So whatever you want to do, we can do together. Now, what do you want to do?
I want to get those children back to their families. I want to finish that mission.
I suppose we're like a true thought. How do you feel now?
So scared. How are you feeling?
Shitty.
How shitty?
Really shitty.
That was the response I was hoping for. Oh my gosh, that was great.
Ooh, that was ooh.
It was not ooh, kissing's good.
Kissing's ooh.
Ooh? What do you mean ooh? What's wrong with kissing?
It's disgusting.
Not disgusting, it's fine. What do you think about kissing?
I don't like it.
Okay, look, guys, here we go. Look at this moon, the 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 moon of shame. All the colours draining out of them, it's turning into a Truffaut film. Guys, can I just take this opportunity just to tell everyone to please turn off the motion blurring thing on your TVs? Can I just remind everyone, if you're watching this on your TV, you probably are, go into settings, turn off any of that frame blending thing, that motion blur thing, anything that makes everything look like a cheap soap opera. Okay, it's these TVs are too advanced now and they're ruining pictures.
Where are they?
You need to have a character ask where the kids are so that you are reminded that they're looking for the kids. Romance.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
What do you mean, romance?
Romance, they were holding hands. This is perfect timing for the... Oh, listen, guys, listen. If you can't take the water and you sort of like spin it or go like this and then hit it, watch, listen. See that? It's like a vibrato.
Bifrost is the key.
Oh, guys, we're in Abbey Road and I can imagine the Beatles just sitting in here, just doing this kind of stuff, like going... Ooh, let's put that in. Let's make that, just turn that backwards and then that'll be the beginning of a song. All right, here we go. First time they're all face to face with Gar the God Butcher. Okay, it's probably, now's no wind chimes probably for this bit.
Okay.
Though let's try it. Let's see, is it, do you think it's going to be?
Let's just do some bad guy one.
Some bad guy just... one. Hang on, wait. Wait, just, listen, just like small, small. Nah, doesn't work.
Yeah, does not work. Gore doesn't like it.
I think got this.
You really have to stop meeting like this.
Call the axe.
You don't call the axe when you call the dentist.
Call the axe.
Tell me where the children are, or I'm gonna kill you.
Okay, so. We actually debated whether or not Gore was too scary for kids. Kids, what do you think?
I like him.
Gore. This guy.
Mm-hmm. He's not scary. He's not scary.
You don't find him scary?
No.
You're going to talk into the mic.
He's not scary.
He's not scary. No,
nothing. You what, you're just cool with people who look like that?
Yeah.
With sharp teeth and glowy orange eyes?
Yep. I've watched worse.
I do not want to hear about Stranger Things.
I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
I said he's nothing like you.
That's right. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm truly creating peace.
You're murdering innocent gods.
Innocent?
Are you a Valkyrie?
Yes.
How exciting.
Oh, the gods failed you too.
No, that doesn't work.
Okay. I'm trying to do like something with this. Listen.
Were the women you loved lay dying on the battlefield? Did you beg them for help? As your family was massacred.
Good chat. This one. You're interesting. You're different. Yes. Oh. You're dying. I'm sorry. We're on the same path. Just as the sword empowered me, the hammer empowered you. But it did nothing to change your fate. The gods will use you, but they will not help you. There is no eternal reward for us. She'll be gone soon. And you know who won't help her. I give you one guess.
daughter once. I put my faith in a higher power, hoping it would save her. And she... died. Now I understand. My daughter is the lucky one. She does not have to grow up in a world of suffering and pain run by wicked gods. Choose love. Call the axe.
Comes a battle around a tiny moon.
You okay?
I think this whole thing looks incredible.
I want to kill this guy.
So do I, but we have to take him alive.
So do I, but we have to take him alive, mate. Great lighting effects here, created by my friend at Satellite, New York-based experimental lighting tech development company. And they did the Valkyrie scene in Ragnarok, the big flashback where the Valkyrie are attacking Hela. And so they're responsible for that bullet time lighting rig in there. Wow.
Dun dun dun.
Can you help me with the let's sing a bit of soundtrack, okay? Ready? Go, help me. Here we go. Like that.
What soundtrack?
This here. Dun 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 dun. Goats and the boats. Big fight between people with weapons. The weapons have names in these movies. I have a sore stomach.
Cool.
I drank too much coffee. Oh, she's getting weaker. What's going on? You guys notice that? No. You're drawing. Uh-oh. Valkyrie. Guys? Valkyrie? No?
I know, she died.
Wow, you are so just okay with people just perishing. Pizzazz. Pizzow, squizzy, prefer.
Hey guys, we're here. Come on, let's go.
Stormbreaker, take us home.
And he's lost his axe. What is it with Thor losing weapons in that Bifrost? Okay. Well, now the villain has what he wants. He's got two weapons!
Valkyrie's weapon.
Pow, pow.
Didn't Valkyrie die?
No.
Pretty sure she did.
You didn't see it. You didn't see her die. You did not see her die. You saw her get stabbed.
Aggressive forms of treatment we can try, but something's affecting like her what? Body's ability to fight the cancer. I'm sorry, Thor.
He's like, I wasn't listening. I was thinking about having a snack.
Yow!
Oh, there you are.
Okay. What's going on out there?
Some moron made a fridge without a door, can you believe it? Not to worry, got it open and got you all sorts of goodies.
How's Val?
Oh, she's in a lot of pain, but she is stable.
Okay, good. Now we just gotta get this out of
the
my
No, no, no. That's gotta stay in there. That's all the magic potions and elixirs doing their thing, so she's gonna pop out.
So this is the effect of having the hammer this whole time. You had the hammer with her. She, underneath it all, underneath being a superhero, was getting weaker in her human form.
Great to have you on the battlefield, fighting Gore side by side, but that hammer is killing you.
Every time. But that hammer is killing you.
Strength leaving your body unable to fight the cancer.
What happened to live like there's no tomorrow?
Well, it's before I knew you might not have one.
Why not have one more adventure?
Jane, if there's a chance to live, you
have. Why not have one more adventure?
Because she's sick.
That's right. It's like, you know, what would you do? You know, would you trade, like, would you have, like, one more day as a god? Will you trade that to be able to, like, help the world and to have the power of a god? Or would you not pick up the hammer and have maybe 6 months left of life, but being quite sick?
I choose that.
You choose that instead of being a god?
You're gonna die.
Gonna die anyway. I think the answer kind of goes back and forth for most people. I don't know. I don't think I can answer that. You know, I'd love. For me, probably I'd take the maybe the second option. Just want more time with, you know, loved ones. But, you know, some people would just choose the one day. As we're about to see.
Remember that the gate to eternity is at the literal center of the universe.
Yes.
The horse, the cluster of comets.
Yes, yes, I know. We've been over this. I'm not going to get lost. So how are you feeling with the old...
Now, I've heard a term called fridging in the last couple of years. Is this it? Is this what they mean? Anyway, point of the matter is, fact of the matter is, the point is, Thor is now alone, having to go off because everyone else is injured. Some of them happen to be women, but, also Korg was, he's a man, and he got hurt being around Thor too, okay? So, it's not just the chicks. Oh, look, guys, very special moment. Matewa, my daughter, is on film in a couple of seconds. Here she comes.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay, maybe not
one,
now. No.
And here.
5.
Now.
4.
Oh, no. Next three, shot. Watch this. This is there in the yellow and orange haired thing. Matewa, cutie. Anything to say about your appearance on film?
No.
What?
No.
Oh. Did you have fun that day?
Maybe.
Here's what happened. Matewa did 2 takes and then walked off set and said, okay, I'm done. I want my money. And I said, no, you've got to do it all day, darling. And she said, all day? There's no way. The costumes aren't real enough. There's no monsters. And the breaks are too short. And I said, well, then you're not going to get paid. And then she said, doesn't matter. We're rich.
What the hell?
You'll find out soon enough. The money certainly does not grow on trees. Now, also, Christian Bale said he was quite intimidated by you, Matewa. You really did not care who he was. I was trying to tried to say, Matty, where you can be in a scene with Christian Bale, the greatest actor working in our lifetime. And you were like, oh, I don't know what that means.
Go! Go, kids! Everyone okay? All right, gather around, gather around. Good to see you in person, buddy. Good to see you.
Gore's not happy about this. More monsters. More monsters on the way. Who's that?
I don't know. I made her up.
It's cool. They're behind me, aren't they? Look, there's Matthew again in the little blue cape. Oh, you missed it. He's wearing a little blue wizard cape.
Well, no time to learn like the present.
They're not strong like you.
I'll be in your next movie if you even have a next movie.
What do you mean if I ever have a next movie? Of course I will. I'm the toast, I'm the toast of the town. I'm one of the most popular filmmakers in the world. Look, there you are again.
I can see me.
You know what? They painted me out because I was actually behind you. I was behind you in a blue suit. I was just holding you there because you didn't want to do it by yourself. But I was there for moral and physical support. And then they painted me out. So it looks like you're there by yourself, leaning on an invisible nothing.
Today, we are space Vikings. Present arms!
Come on, bunny.
Whosoever holds these weapons and believes in getting home, if they be true of heart, is therefore worthy and shall
possess. Try to hold the paper in front of the mic.
For a limited time only, the power of Thor!
Woohoo! Child army, cool. I love this moment. This was one of the first moments. This was the first time we knew we were going to use Guns N' Roses. We wanted this moment here with Axel, with November Rain, and of all these kids empowered with their little lightning abilities. And this was kind of cool for them to fight all these yucky monsters. It's nothing cooler than when kids take power over the monsters. Cowabunga, dudes!
Hey,
look, there's your monster just got his head split open.
Again.
Fighty, fighty, fighty. Oh, brutal. There's Rex. He just passed the thing to Rex. That's Natalie Portman from Star Wars 1, 2, and 3. On the back foot, or just on the back with a foot on him.
That sword and he's dead.
The gateway's almost open. You gotta stop Stormbreaker.
It's okay. You stop Stormbreaker, I'll take the bad guy. Here we go. Oh, kids are still fighting.
Stormbreaker, stop this!
Okay, as soon as that rune is complete with that Stormbreaker light, that gate's gonna be open. Look how cool this fighting is. I'm not saying fighting's cool, but I'm saying that this fighting looks cool, and that Natalie looks awesome. Here's a what they call a badass moment.
The name is Mighty Thor. And secondly, if you can't say Mighty Thor, I'll accept Dr. Jane Foster.
Foster.
Yeah, you know it, girl.
And thirdly, eat my hammer.
Normally people say eat my dust.
Normally people say eat my dust. Kind of, oh man, what if she'd said eat my dust? I think you say eat my dust when you're running away, or like you're just like disappearing and you leave a little cloud of dust. Or you just get a lot of dust and you put it in a sandwich and then they eat it and then you're like, ah, you're eating my dust. Did you know that dust is made up of dead human skin cells?
Yeah, no.
A lot of it. So eat my dust is just saying, eat me. Eat my dead skin, bro.
You want some dead skin, bro?
Hey, bro, you want some dead skin?
Just eat some of this dead skin. Slash dust.
Okay, here we go. Very important moment here. The Necro Sword is about to be destroyed. They're working together. He knows it's her last moment of being a god, and with her last moments, she's going to save the day. Now that's sacrifice.
Now that's sacrifice. That's you dead. Now that's sacrifice.
Oh, I'll sacrifice, bro.
So sad.
Totally.
Totally. Did Thor and Jane do kissing rehearsals before they actually kissed?
Thor and Jane?
Yeah. Or did they just
kissing rehearsals?
Yeah, they kissed.
That's even a thing.
They don't need you don't that's something you don't need to do kissing rehearsals.
Like kissing practice.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Dad, now's not the time.
Yes? Now's the time to make it sound like Dune.
Thank God. Okay, I want to listen now.
It's just me adding my own.
You seek love.
Love.
Careful, don't do that.
Why should I?
Don't do that.
Okay.
That's all any of us want.
What do we want? Oh. Love. When do we want it? Not sure. Oh, look, important moment coming up. So this is when Gore sees really that Thor's right, because it's the whole thing that's been driving him is what? We think it's revenge, but it's actually because he misses his love.
Daughter.
Yeah, the daughter, that's right.
Indy.
Indy. Well, you know, not we say that the name that the name is Love.
Isn't it? And it's not technically his daughter.
We say that her name is Love. Should we get a little photo outside on that little zebra crossing? Because it's a famous zebra crossing.
But does it really matter?
Well, it does to me.
What's a zebra crossing?
It's a nice thing. I'll show you the picture from the original thing. Be super original for us to do that.
Super original.
Super original. Oh my god. So, oh my god, we're really, like, really talking over this super emotional scene, and it's very disrespectful to the acting, and to the emotion, and to the drama, and to the complete character arcs that we are witnessing right now. And we're making noise, and we're making fun of it by going, like, oh my god. Can you just put that envelope down for a second?
I'm just going to do one thing.
What?
Take this to get that.
Okay, now can we just watch the end of this and like just pay our respects to Jane Foster and also show some respect to the fine acting in this film?
Thor, Love and Thunder.
High five! And slow and behold, check it out, he actually wishes for the return of... Who is that?
Indeed.
Look at that thing, sparkly galaxy girl, because it's a child born of eternity. The Indy's back, Love is back. And he's now been rinsed clean of the evilness from the sword. He's his old self, but he's dying, sick. Such has been his torment and such has been his the trials and tribulations of Gore.
And she's so happy that he's dying.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh, she's so sad. Yeah. Look at her. She's smiling.
It's like I've gotten an extra life.
You don't know what people would go, what your reaction would be, or what your expression would be in a situation like that.
Actually, would.
Some people smile out of nervousness, just like they can't control themselves. Look, he's smiling. So is she. You know why? Because they're happy that they've managed to have love for that brief moment again. Better to have loved and lost. Better to have love and for a little while. As the old saying goes, better to love and then after a little bit break up or have that person die than what are you doing? Stabbing that paper for?
I'm creating.
Creating? What are you creating? Holes?
Yeah. Actually.
Oh, you're holes. Doing that Sam Neill thing from Event Horizon. Very proud of you. Now I understand wormholes.
Now I understand wormholes.
Okay, look, watch this. Stop it. Look at this. Look at this moment. Okay, now there's the end of the film. Watch this.
Let me tell you the legend of the Space Viking, a.k.a. the Mighty Thor, a.k.a. Dr. Jane Foster. Her
You got to do something pretty special to get a big statue like that made of yourself. You got to save people. You got to save the day.
Who laser beamed their way back home to their dozy little fishing village.
All right. Look at the kids. They came home.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm okay.
Are you sure?
I'm okay.
The kids were safe to be kids again.
Look, this is the moment that you guys are going to really want to see. This is when your dad, this is when Korg grows his body back and he finds love himself.
Korg.
Who could now do his dad's
freaky eye magic, was becoming quite the warrior. The future of Asgard was secure.
Check it out.
Speaking of futures, I was forging one of my own now that my body's grown back. With a dude I met called Dwayne.
What about Dwayne? Thor, you are?
He embarked on a new journey. Isn't that
beautiful? Korg found Dwayne.
A little someone who turned him from sad god into dad god.
Breakfast is served. Bon appetit.
Hello. There you go.
Hey, breakfast.
Excuse me. What is that?
They're pan flaps from Earth.
Pan flaps.
I like pan flaps.
You love them.
Mixture of pancakes and flapjacks. He got it wrong.
We have to go. We're going to be late.
Thor got it wrong.
I'm wearing them.
You're not wearing those.
Yes, I am.
This is like she's going to school.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Because this is what happens when...
Help,
Steven. I was trying to take you guys to school.
Brand
takes this long.
Destroyed. Thank you very much. You know what? You wear what you want. Don't come complaining to me when your feet get sore, all right? You get no sympathy here from me.
Fine, I'll wear the boots.
Thank you. I remember what my mother used to tell me. Listen to the grown-ups, and if you see anyone scared or being picked on, you look after them, okay?
Okay.
And most of all, have fun.
Gotcha. Anyway, guys, so listen, hey, everyone, thank you so much for listening and watching and listening. And I really hope that you've enjoyed it. I'd be amazed if you've made it this far. I'd also like to thank my two friends, aka my daughters, Takaringa and Matewa. Thank you so much for being part of this. How has it been for you?
Good.
Yeah? Anything else you'd like to say about this experience or the film?
Protect the nice one.
I love you, sweetie.
Love you. I have never seen it, and when you and like when you were actually making it, I have never seen Korg find Dwayne.
Yeah, but now Korg has found Dwayne. That was happening when you were at school. How was your experience?
It was fun.
Great. Okay, cool. Well, thanks so much for watching. This has been Thor, Love and Thunder. And I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you very much for your support. I'd also just like to say, just through the credits here, anyway, take care. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the credits. There's some little tag scenes. I guess I should talk quickly about the tag scene, this first tag scene. I won't wait till the end of the film, but this tag scene here, coming up in a couple of secs. Do I need to talk about it? Maybe I won't. Just watch it. It's got that guy from... got that guy from England in it. He's this guy, Brett Goldstein, who everyone loves. And it promises something for the future involving... Hercules and those other characters, Zeus and everything, and I'm very, very, very excited to think that that can be a whole new part of the MCU coming up. Okay, take care, everyone. Much love. Bye.
It used to be that being a god meant something. People would whisper your name before sharing their deepest hopes and dreams. They begged you for mercy without ever knowing if you were actually listening. Now, you know, they look to the sky. They don't ask us for lightning. They don't ask us for rain. They just want to see one of their so-called superheroes. When did we become the joke? No. No more. They will fear us again when Thor Odinson falls from the sky. Do you understand me, Hercules? Do you understand me, my son?
Yes, father.
Who? Jane Foster.
Heimdall?
I see you're dead now.
Yeah.
Thank you for looking after my son. You are very welcome here to the land of the gods. Welcome to Valhalla.